This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit history on Shirley Hausch. The last name is spelled H-A-U-C-H. First name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. The place was Bella Vita Assisted Living. Date seen was May 26, 2022. Mrs. Hausch, my patient profile. Mrs. Hausch is a 96-year-old female. Moved in recently, period. Paragraph. Chief complaint, back pain. History of past illness. Mrs. Hausch has had back pain for a long time. It's chronic, period. Lidocaine does not help completely, period. The pain is dull and significant, period. The constant ache, but severe at 8 or 10, period. She had fallen 3 times, period. I'm told by her daughter that she had a procedure where they used a balloon. I'm wondering if it's a kyphoplasty that she had twice, period. In any case, the pain is enough to bother her. Right now she's on a lidocaine patch and acetaminophen at a low dose, period. New paragraph. She also has hypertension, which is currently stable with her metoprolol, period. She's had no headaches or any chest pain, period. She has a coronary artery disease. She has history of atrial fib, and heart rate is stable without dizziness or palpitations, period. She is being anticoagulated with rivaroxaban, period. There's no visible bleeding, period. Around 2019, she had a carotid artery surgery, but they couldn't give me the details on that, period. I'm wondering if it's an endarterectomy. She has lost about 10 to 20 pounds over the past 4 months, period. To the poor appetite, period. Paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, she's not feeling feverish, having chills. Here she mentioned weight loss, eye, decreased vision, ENT, decreased hearing. Actually, stay on the vision, but her vision is okay, no eye pain. ENT here, she has decreased hearing, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no dyspneumonia for sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. She does get dizzy some of the time, though, period, with exertion. She has nausea, no emesis, sometimes has diarrhea when eating. She once had constipation. Compared to you, negative, no dysuria or hematuria. You think it must be skeletal? No acute arthralgia. Skin no rashes, endocrine no polyuria, polydipsia, musculoskeletal. She has back pain as noted. Not too bothered too much by other arthralgias. Skin no rashes. The paragraph past history, atrial fibrillation, back pain, hearing impairment, hypertension, osteoporosis, urinary incontinence. New paragraph. Family history. My father died at 91 of old age, and there's no specific cause noted, period. Her mother died at 26 and was subject to typhoid fever, period. Her mother died at 26 and was subject to typhoid fever. New paragraph. No smoking, no ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Medications. And see the minimum 325 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Lidocaine 5% patch on for 12 hours daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Relax 17 grams and 8 ounces of water daily. Rivaroxaban 15 milligrams daily. Ondansetron 4 milligrams ODT tablet, one with tongue to dissolve once a day. Kennicott, 8.6 dash, two tablets at bedtime as needed. In paragraph examination, she was not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 126 over 95, pulse 97, O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck exam, pupils equal to reactor light. Eyelids and cumin type are normal, trochlea normal, oral mucosa normal. An ecchymosis and a darkening behind the left eye, period. Oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection, hearing is diminished. Next up, no mass, no palpable tyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs. She's clapped over the bases. Percussion normal, no excessive muscle use for breathing. Vascular normal, so as two, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft, non tender, no palpable gametomegaly. CNS cranials normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no tube joint inflammation or fusion, no cyanosis. The fetal pulses are palpable. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. On examination, just has slight tenors over the lumbar spine going down to the sacral spine, period. In paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Hauch has back pain as the most bothersome thing, period. I'll continue the lidocaine patch 5% for this and acetaminophen, but you may take two tablets every 6 hours, period. I'll need to get a BMP to see if she can tolerate any anti-inflammatory medicines, period. She may need a narcotic if these other measures don't work, period. Back pain seems chronic and she's already had two surgeries. Two, she has hypertension. I'll continue metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, which is also on for the atrial fib, period. Three, she has atrial fib. I'll continue the metoprolol plus the rivaroxaban 15 milligrams daily, period. Before she gets nauseated, I'll continue ondansetron 4 milligrams daily if needed. I will get x-rays of the lumbar spine and thoracic spine to see if there's any compression fractures or any severe arthritis, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Okay.